The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom uvracha. We're continuing our shiur for the Mea Brachot. And the bracha we're going to talk about today the bracha of Shakol Miyob Bidvoroi. It sounds like it's the most important, all-encompassing bracha. Everything came to existence with the words of Hashem. Val Hashem Shamayim Nasu. All Hashem had to do is Dibur. And that put everything into position to be created. The interesting thing about this bracha is that in the Seder Chashivus of bracha, when we look at the order of which bracha goes before which other bracha, this is the last on the list of the Birkas HaNedarim. The first one, a person has eating a few things. The first makes the Mezainah, afterwards the Eight, afterwards the Domer, afterwards the Shakur. It's a little bit counterintuitive. We think Shakol is the most chashuv bracha, more all-inclusive. We see from here, when you saw it in Hakol HaTzoyis, very important thing. The more one is specific in his Hakol HaTzoyis, the more it is a real Hakol HaTzoyis. For example, if you stay for a month by somebody's house, you need to be in a certain place and in another city, and didn't have a place to stay. And somebody generously said, stay by me. They took care of that, all you need. Gave you food, gave you place to eat, took care of your laundry. Even arranged transportation for you to get to wherever you had to be within that city. If at the end of the thing you said, you write him a letter, or her a letter, or them a letter, saying, thank you so much for this wonderful month. It was so great. I loved it all. That is an example of kui toiva. A person is not makir toiva. Why? So if I say that it was all great, yeah, it was great, but he's not taking attention to so many different things the person did for him. On the other hand, if he would say, you know, I need a place to sleep. But not only did you give me a place to sleep, you gave me bedding, you gave me a place to wash myself, you gave me amenities I need for the bathroom. You didn't have to give me to eat. You gave me to eat 3 times a day, not just simple food, delicious food. Took care of my transportation, took care of my laundry, etc., etc. And the more he's misfired, the more he specifies, that's the real HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And human nature is to try to avoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Yetzer Hara part of us, the selfish part of us that wants to feel I'm independent, I don't need another person. The feeling of dependence, we have to know, is part of the fantasy world of the Yetzer Hara. Nobody is independent. We are fully dependent on Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nothing is ours. It's also Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's something a person has to feel. And with the brachas, he could develop that feeling. That is one of the powerful things of the Mei Brachas. If you really pay attention to what we're doing, we're converting ourselves from being a being that thinks I'm managing by myself to a being that realizes that every little thing I'm interacting with is from Kodesh Baruch Hu. To do this mitzvah. Our koponim, like we said, the idea of the brachas is to make us more aware how much we are in the hands of Hashem. The fact that shahakol niyam b'dvaro is considered the lowest level of the brachas is like we're saying, because even though it's more all-inclusive, but is less specific, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more specific. Lamaisa, what do we make the bracha of Shakal Nisimia and the Baruch Ham? So we make it when we eat certain things, things that are not included in the Mizanis, not included in the creation of the Adam, which basically is two general categories. One is things that come from living organisms, which means basically meat, chicken, fish, milk, cheese, some from the cows, and eggs, some from the chickens. And the Lashon HaChazal from the high level of existence. We mentioned once before, in the ancients, there were four levels of existence. It was Daimen, inanimate, like the earth and the rock, and the Samea, plant life, Chai, animal life, and the Medabit, human life. And we saw from the Kuzari, all levels of Yisrael, a special nation has a special neshama, through our interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Yisrael HaShulat HaShvini. So our co-partner, this is on the Chai, on the wild life that we eat. The other category included, and this is water, and all the different forms of water. You have pure water, you have flavored water, and you have fruit juices, which also considered a form of water. They're primarily water, it's just flavoring. Other the Ica things of chocolate is daughter. The only other thing that's included in this is things that work. Things that, let's say, from plants, but they were reconstituted, they changed, and fattened, and were not recognizable. Human intervention that changed them to the point that you don't even see the pre anymore. Kolponim. I want to say a thought that we could think of that when we sing the Shakal Mitzvot. We said that the general process was something on a lower level. We can really transform this to being very high level brachas in our Torah. Because why of all things, when we're eating something from plant life, water based, we just suddenly say that everything shakal mitzvah, it's not about the most specific say that Hashem created animals that could eat the flesh, and Hashem created water. So that our goshe, and the fact is true, and it's something to think about. We mentioned in the past that so many things that we have to eat in order to survive. That there are over 20 different elements, and all different compounds, and vitamins, and minerals, proteins. Hashem made it in a fashion that the body does not produce any of these things itself. It has to be taken in from the outside. The question is, where are all these stuff? So when we're eating this wildlife, what we're calling it, the chai, that is the meat, chicken, fish, milk products, eggs, they're packed with a tremendous amount of nutrients. Where do those animals get those nutrients? Where does the chicken, the fish get all those nutrients? And if we think into it a little bit,
Kol HaLashon.
The fact is, they got the nutrients because they ate plants, or they ate other animals that ate plants. And the plants were full of many, many, many nutrients. Where do the plants get the nutrients from? The plants, many of the nutrients that they have, many of the minerals they have, is from the earth. Earth itself. We're talking about the things, the iron and copper, cobalt, all these things. Where we get them from? Yeah. Hashem put them as part of the different things that are in the earth. They're in the earth. Even more amazing. Carbon, which is such a basic thing for life, we mentioned the backbone of all the basic molecules of life, the carbohydrates, the proteins. Where does carbon come from? The Rapella, a major source of carbon is from something called carbon dioxide. We're all familiar with that, a gas that the plants are able to extract from the air. Another major part of our existence that we need is nitrogen. All the proteins we have need nitrogen. Without nitrogen, they don't exist. Where does the nitrogen come? Hashem put in nitrogen. The air is full of nitrogen, but just breathing in nitrogen doesn't do anything. The only thing we get from the air, the human being gets from the air, is oxygen. Nitrogen is also these different types of bacteria, microbes that are in the earth, that are converting the nitrogen that is so plentiful into a form that can be also absorbed by the plants, and then the plants bring it into themselves and they divert it to other things, and it's eaten by the animals, and we eventually have those proteins that we need to survive on. So basically, when we're eating these animal source or fish source products, the essence is not just the animal that I'm eating, it's HaKol. Everything is there. Hashem set it up in a fashion that I have the air, and I have the water, and I have the earth, and then it has the plants there, and these microbes that are absorbing them, and other microbes that are converting them into vitamins, and then the animals eat them, and then I have to have to eat. So when I'm eating this egg, or this piece of chicken, or piece of fish, I'm drinking a cup of milk, just to think, look what Hashem did for me over here. Like we said before, he wanted me to be dependent on things outside of my body and have to need for nutrition. But after he created that, and have to spend my whole life hunting and scavenging to find iron and copper and all these many, many different nitrogen. He set it up that what is there in the Bria, and the Bria that extract that from the earth and from the air and from the water, and those are consumed by animals and I have the animals. So when I'm making the Shekel B'Dvar, I really see the entire beautiful orchestration of the entire Bria in front of me. Set aside for me to be able to eat it and have the nutrition that I need. And like we said before, together with us, to enjoy it also. How come near this water? The Baal Hashem, Shemai Nasir. You see the complexity. Everything looks so different. Could a person imagine that we're eating earth? Or when I'm eating a piece of meat, I'm eating a plant. So that's what it boils down to. It boils down to simplicity. Because Hashem is apple. And those basic elements that are made up of their basic parts, and their basic parts are made up of one basic thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. That's all the atzmus yisboah. It looks like there's no shaykes between the plant and the animal, but they're all made up of the same stuff, and they're only the same things to survive in the time of certain parts. Don't go through the plants, go directly through the animals. But that's what's happening when I'm eating this thing. It's not just eating a piece of meat, eating a piece of chicken, or eating an egg, drinking milk. And so together with that, we said the water-based drink that we have. Water is the second thing, which is also the most basic entity that Hashem created that is necessary for anything to happen. In order for the plants to be able to absorb what's in the ground, they need the water to help bring it into themselves. We need to add water to our diet, otherwise the diet of thirst, the dry up, dehydration. Every tree in the world needs that water. That's the most basic thing that Hashem made in the world. That's why the Torah is Nimshal Amayim. Water is the most basic thing that life cannot survive in the world. And that's what Torah is also. The most basic thing. Without that, life cannot survive. The Torah gives us our spiritual nutrition, and it does both parts of it. It gives us nutrition, and it also has that ability of taking that nutrition and have it enter in our body, and become part of ourselves. That's the Tachos HaTorah. Once said, someone told me a very nice idea that I may have mentioned before, but I'll just say briefly, that there's two parts of Torah. There's halacha to know how to. What is in Hashem? What are the mitzvahs to do? What are the avodas to do? And there's agada, the musa part of it. I have to control myself. I have to behave properly. It's a place where the halacha is compared to basar, and the agada is compared to water. The halacha is the main nutrient. Without doing the proper actions, the person is nothing. But I need that musa. I need that I'm always thinking to myself how I can make the Torah that I'm learning, the mitzvah I'm keeping, not just the actions, external actions that I'm doing, to drive it into myself, make it part of me. That's the nature of water. Water takes those nutrients where they are, from the ground to the plants, and all the other, all the breeds within the human being himself, and all the other animals. They have to have that water to bring the nutrients and make it part of themselves, make all those chemical reactions that are necessary in order for things to change to what they need to be. That's what we need also. We need those two parts of the Torah. We need the Torah to give the Shemayim. And with that, we become a different Bria. Bria, like we said, not just a Medava, not just a human being that can speak and ponder the wonders of the world, but to be the Bria that recognizes how close he is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what a special Hashem he has, and become a Mishkan HaShoah HaShrina. So now, next time, this simple thing, we're drinking whether it was thirsty and was drinking a cup of water, or was eating some other things that are shackled, whether it be, like we said, animals, meat, chicken, fish. Each one has its amazing ways of getting all the nutrients that it needs. And when I think about that, Mr. Hashem will help me convert this experience, not to just be something which I'm enjoying, which is good also, and getting nutrition from, but something that's elevating me to recognize that how cold near the dvar, the entire Bria was created just so I can have everything that I need.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.